Jamie, J-A-M-I-E. McCallion, M-C-C-A-L-L-I-O-N. 825-72, today's 3-6. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, palpitations, leg pain, arm pain. I'm just falling apart. Our patient is a 50-year-old nurse / LVN. Works at a nursing home down the street. She has been sick for a few days. She was seen initially on 3-3, diagnosed with acute sinusitis and cough, so treated with dexamethasone, Medrol, Dospac, Finagen, DM, and Z-Pak. Period. And the paragraph, patient comes in today complaining of similar symptoms, but now feels like she's getting worse. I think it's getting into my lungs, and I'm feeling nauseous, period. The paragraph, COVID immunization up to date. Maintenance exam, she needs a mammogram. She had one 5 years ago and had two biopsies and has not had any since then. She also needs a colonoscopy, has not had one since she turned 50. Family history, hypertension, coronary artery disease, diabetes, no colon cancer, grandparents with breast cancer. Medication, Vraylar, V-R-A-Y-L-A-R, 30 milligram once a day. Benzotropine, D-E-N-Z-T-R-O-P-I-N-E, milligram unknown. Lamictal, milligram unknown. And alprazolam, ER, milligram unknown. Patients under care of a psychiatrist that provides them with their medication. Medical problems, bipolar mainly. Surgery, tonsils, adenoids, and cervical fusion. Social, she quit smoking in 12-22. She drinks very little. Last period was a year ago, but she still has some abnormal periods. She's concerned about having fibroids and is living with her husband, has two children, period. Allergy, sulfa, anti-inflammatory, Wellbutrin, COVID immunization up to date, 154 pounds, no significant change, 97%, 98.6, 16, 82, 133 over 79. Heart positive, lung buzz was too long, fewer on kite. Neck shows lymphadenopathy, skin shows no rash, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, inflamed. Lower extremity shows no edema, skin shows no rash, posterior pharynx is red, inflamed, I said that. Assessment, bronchitis. Number two, sinusitis. Number three, chest x-ray today is negative. Number three, abnormal mammogram. Schedule for mammogram ASAP. Next number is off 4 times one day. Next number is treated with dexamethasone. 8 milligram now. Next number is nasal spray, steroid nasal spray added. Next number is guafenazine added. Next number is Zyrtec added. Next number is patient was given ample assurance that she has no pneumonia, which she was quite concerned about. Next number, as far as her leg pain is concerned and arm pain, and a history of PVD with extensive history of smoking. We looked at her legs and arms. There was no DVT noted. There was no PVD noted. Next was mild carotid stenosis noted, but I don't believe causing her vertigo. I think her vertigo is multifactorial. Next was abnormal period, caused us to look at her pelvic ultrasound. There was no evidence of masses, cysts, and or fibroids present. Next number is kidney ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number is abdominal ultrasound shows a normal gallbladder, normal spleen. Next number is anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted in the neck because of swelling. Next number is she also has a 0.5 cm thyroid cyst on the right side. Next number, abdominal pain, most likely related to postnasal drip. Next number, recheck ultrasound of the of the thyroid in 3 months. Next number is arm pain and leg pain, multifactorial. Next number, patient will have her mammogram done. Next number is ASAP. Next number is colonoscopy will be done later. Next number is blood work has been done with psychiatrists less than a year ago, but we'll repeat that again in the next 3 months. Thank you.